Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. If I spent all my time at our farm in Illinois, I wouldn't get this dose of reality that makes me sit up and take notice when I go there. It would just be the same old thing. I've been on the farm this week, in the barns, talking to the men that do the work day to day. I met and talked to my neighbors and friends and family. The attitudes, ideas, and passions bubbling in heartland America are not the traditional voices heard in Washington, D.C., in the halls of Congress, at the cocktail parties and official meetings. Maybe when the new Congress gets seated and as the real strength of the Tea Party movement becomes fully appreciated, we'll start to notice a change in Washington, more accurately reflecting the mood of the country. And here's what I'm talking about. My farmer friends have their own priority issues. You might think the first thing on their mind would be, well, what's the future of the farm program supports? No way. Not a word about that. At the top of their list is, government is too big and spends too much money. As families and small businessmen, they know they can't live beyond their means. They can't spend 40% more than they earn year after year. They remind me that they can't print their own money, and that China won't loan them any money. The era of deficit denial is over, and let's hope that he is right. Their second highest priority is stop the rush to regulate, especially the EPA. Property rights are a farmer priority. Now, the third priority concern, especially coming from the women more than the men, is the war in Afghanistan. It's Obama's war now, and after 10 years, it has gone on too long. Our annual casualty numbers have escalated the last 2 years to 455 dead this year and rising every week. We don't want to be policemen of the world. We can't afford it, and it's not our responsibility. A year and a half ago, in talking about our troops in Afghanistan, I said, bring them home. And I haven't changed my mind. Heartland America has it right. And now let's hope Washington is listening. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.